The Rio Theater is unique. Housed in a weathered, mural-covered old metal Quonset hut alongside the Russian River in Monterio, it was for decades the only movie house west of Santa Rosa, or more recently, Sebastopol. But owner Susie Schaffert explains that changing technology had put the Rio's future at risk.
In 2012, the different movie distributors started sending out letters saying, if you don't convert to digital projectors, you can no longer have our films. Everybody has to have a disc, like a DVD, only it's formatted for movie projectors, not home screen TVs.
Thus was born their slogan, go digital or go dark. And with it, the Kickstarter campaign that employed another kind of new technology to ensure that the digital option will prevail.
I had never, ever heard of Kickstarter before. And my ticket taker has a daughter, and she sent me a text one day and said, Susie, I'm so sorry to hear about the demise of the theater. And I read this thing about Kickstarter, and you might want to check it out.
The task of researching the online crowdsourced funding option was taken on by Sherry Pimsler, a friend and film fan who became the coordinator of the Save the Rio campaign.
We went on to the Kickstarter site and started looking at different campaigns that were going on at that time, and found a little theater called the Blue Mouse up in Tacoma. They had had a very successful campaign, and she gave me a lot of advice. She was very, very helpful, so off we went.
Susie and Don Schaffert took over the well-worn theater back in 1993. They gradually repaired and updated many pieces of it, including the installation of a digital sound system in 2006. Having that piece in place cut the cost of the new projection system from $100,000 to about $60,000, Schaffert says. So that's where they set their fundraising goal.
We'll make the campaign $60,000 in 60 days and see if we can generate $1,000 a day. And when we first started out, we were definitely on that path. But then halfway through the campaign, it kind of plateaued out, and that was a little bit scary.
But not entirely unexpected, adds Pimsler. Who knew they couldn't sit back and wait for the donations to roll in?
You have to keep yourself out in the public eye. It's very important to keep reminding everyone that the campaign is only as successful as you are in getting the word spread as far and as wide as you possibly can.
A series of special screenings, concerts, and other events helped do that, and also drew media attention from The Chronicle and KGO-TV in San Francisco.
As soon as that Channel 7 thing aired, that plateau went straight up, and it just kept going straight up.
That was amplified by social media into a statewide, even national item of interest, says Schaffert, so that the donation that got them to their goal came Wednesday afternoon from a celebrity donor.
The person that put us over the goal was Zach Braff, the actor, writer, producer, director.
Kickstarter will continue to take donations to the Rio until the 60 days runs out Tuesday morning. Any extra funds may be used to install a heater, fix their old inoperative neon sign, or even purchase some new seats. But for the residents of the Lower Russian River, says Pimsler, the main thing is that their community hub will survive.
It's a gathering place where you walk in and Don and Susie greet you by your first name, and you meet people you haven't seen in a while, and we find each other and sit and visit. So it's important.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.